going to make this one my last pulling in the driveway here, but it sounds like every other hobby I have where I know nothing going into it, and then I obsess over it until I do. Talking to my wife about, I'm infatuated with RC airplanes, and I've never been able to successfully fly them, but she said that she made a good point. She goes, you got into FPV a year and a half ago, and you couldn't even get it off the ground, and now you fly it in the basement. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. You know, I just got to obsess over it long enough, and then I learn. But I'm going to clear out of here, guys. I'm pulling in the driveway. We'll keep in touch about the fishing adventures. You guys have a good night at AGF.
Okay, Dakota, have a good one. It's Evan Threes, and you're absolutely right. I don't think I've ever been able to learn anything without buying something first. I wanted to get into photography, and you can read all the books you want, but you got to have a camera to play with. And I ended up buying one, and then a week later I bought another one. I had two cameras within 2 weeks. And then you start learning. How do I fix this? How do I do that? How do I do this? You know, you got to be presented with the problems to figure out how to fix them. Anyway, take care, and hopefully we got you hooked on another sport there. KDAWOJ. Anthony, go ahead.
Yep, all right, Dakota, have a good one. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Yeah, you're totally right, Rick. You got to obsess over it. That's how you learn about it. And then if the obsession sticks, you become really good at it.